Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Samach Beis Sif Yud, and now we're coming to a very, very important Sif, which is the basis for why there are those that are Machmir. One of the reasons why there are those that are Machmir not to use a Reuven, not to use Erev, not to carry. We have seen one reason is not to be Soymech on the fact that the Arvashus Arabims are like Carmelists. In other words, one of the basic premises of an Eruv is that we will not view something as a Rishus Harabim if it doesn't have 600,000 people, something like that, depending on how you understand the 600,000 people. That's one of the coolest, and people are Machmir based on the fact that there are those that say it's Rishus Harabim, even if you don't have 600,000 people there. Today we're going to see another factor. Let's say you assume it is a Carmelis. But we're going to see there's going to be another problem. But that, we have to wait till the end of the Sif. Let's see. Im asa tsuras pesach afilu lepirza yisera me'eser. So, we saw the other day that if you have a pirza, if you have a breach in a wall of the enclosure, that is greater than 10 amos, that disqualifies the whole wall, because more than 10 amos cannot be viewed as a Pesach, and therefore it's viewed as a breach, and the whole wall goes kaput based on that. But now he says, what happens if in the breach that's more than 10, you made a Tsuras HaPesach, which we'll see in Sif Yud Aleph, is a Kane Mikan, and a Kane Mikan, we have a pole on two sides, and then you have a kana agave, and another pole, even a string on top of that that has the tzura, the structure of a Pesach. That will then mutter. That will validate the wall, and it will now be permissible to carry inside that enclosure. And now he goes on and he says, Va'afilu lo na'atz ela arba kundesin ba'aba ruchos. He says, not only that, you can have four poles or beams or whatever it is on the four corners, the asa tsuras pesach al gabeyan, and you put a tsuras ha-pesach on top of it, al gabeyan, mutter. It's going to be permitted. The area will be permitted to carry in, meaning you could have the whole enclosure based on a tsuras ha-pesach from one pole to the next pole, to the next pole, to the next pole, all around, surrounding the area. So basically, you could have four poles surrounding the whole area, right? Basically, four poles. And then on top of the poles, each of them have a string or another pole, and that will be your whole Erev. So imagine you have a total empty area, just of four poles, and on top of those poles, that's going to be good because you have a basic Tsuras HaPesach around the whole area. Each wall is a big Tsuras HaPesach. That's what's been created. But then he goes on, V'hani mili b'chotzer u'mavoi sheyesh bahem diorin. He says, when do you allow such a radical type of Tsuras HaPesach where basically every wall is just basically made out of a Tsuras HaPesach? That's only when you're dealing with a chotzer. As we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, for example, you have a regular chatzer, front yard, that the walls all came down. And now all you're doing is what? All you're doing is enclosing that area totally with Tsuras HaPesach. That will be okay. Aval bebika, however, if you're dealing with just an open expanse, which doesn't have people living in it, then lo mahani, then it's not going to help b'shekol haruchos if all the borders are al yedei tsuras haPesach, are made up of a tsuras haPesach. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan and gimel. So in gimel, he says, afilu lepirza yisera me'eser. So if you make a tsuras haPesach even on a breach that's more than 10, look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's going to work. It's going to be permitted. Why? Teshuv ein nechshav makom lepirza. Because the tsuras haPesach turns it from a breach into a what? Into like a doorway, because you have a Tsuras HaPesach. It becomes an entranceway, it becomes a doorway. Sif katan nun dalid. Mutter is going to be permissible. Va'afilu kishekol ha'arba ruchos. Even if all four walls, ha'yabahen pratzos ge'elu. Even if all four walls had breaches more than 10 amos, it will work. Sif katan nun hey. Even the Shulchan Aruch said, even if all you did was plop down in all the four corners of the enclosure, poles, sticks, spikes, whatever you want to call them, and you then put kanes on top, and you made it tzuras ha-pesach all around, that al-gabeyan on top of them, it will work. Mutter, look at Mr. Bruda, al-gabeyan, on top of it, mutter, letaltal besocha, you can carry within it. Why? Because according to this opinion, dikidifanos sheyesh bahen psachim chashivi, because you now have like doors and walls. You have walls that now have like doorways, entranceways, chashivi. It's no longer breaches there. You now have doorways. You now have entranceways. Then the Mishnah Berurah says in Invav, Vahani mili b'chatzer. The Shulchan Aruch said this is only going to work in a chatzer. When do we say you could actually plop down four poles at all the edges, at all the corners of the whole area? That's when you're dealing with a chatzer, which is an enclosure for people who live, and they're right, live in houses that open up into the yard. Okay, Ritzono Lomar. Shenaflu ksaleha. We're talking about where the walls, let's say, of the chatzer fall down. The yasasham kundesin. And what did he do? He puts up these posts, right? These poles, these posts, and that will suffice. It will suffice in a chatzer because you made kundesin b'tzuras psachim. You made these posts in the tzura of entranceways. Now, what's the difference? Why is chatzer different than a bika? So he says, "Mibnei sheyesh bahen diorin derech liyosham psachim harbe lekachetiru." Says the reason why they allow the whole thing to be made up of tzuras ha-pesach, the whole enclosure, is because since there are people living, and this is a chatzer that is a residential. So then it's the derech, since it's residential, to have doorways and entranceways, many, many of them, lekachitiru, right? Since people live there, so then they could be matir, such an area, even with the total area being enclosed with tzuras ha-pesach. Sif katon nun zayin, al yedei tzuras ha-pesach. So he said that when it comes to a bika, you cannot have the whole area enclosed, all sides, and with with four posts making up the whole enclosure, just with poles on top, with strings on top. That will not work in a bika. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. It's not going to work al yedei tzuras ha-pesach, the whole enclosure. But look what he says. Lafuke ima yaha hekef kitikuno ela sheyesh bo pratzos yoseh me'asem. Let's say you had a real what? You had a real enclosure there. It's just that, what did you have? You had an enclosure that just happened to have breaches more than 10 amos. Again, when did we say the bika is not going to be good? If the bika was totally surrounded from corner to corner, just with poles on the corners, and one big tzuras ha-pesach on each border. But if you had a real enclosure just with big breaches, then you can utilize the tzuras ha-pesach even on breaches that are more than 10 amos. Right? That's what he says. Mahani tzuras ha-pesach. Afilu bibika. It's going to work even in a bika. Be'arba ruchosa. Even in all four sides. Even on all four sides. Afilu haya parutz meruba ome. Not only that, even if you have more parutz than ome, the more breach than standing space. The point is that it's not, you don't have the whole border just made up of a tzuras ha-pesach. That's the problem. Now we move on. And here we come to the basis for those that are machmir, It's the Rambam Shita. And he says here as follows. Ulah Rambam Ein Suras HaPesach. This is whether you're dealing with a Chatzer, whether you're dealing with a Bika. Ein Suras HaPesach Moel Lepirza Yoiser Me'eser. He says a breach more than 10 Amos will not operate, will not be valid with a Tsuras HaPesach. Ella imkein omei meruba laparet. Unless that wall, unless that border happens to have omeid more than what? More than parets. You can't have a Tsuras HaPesach. And if you do have omeid meruba laparet, comes the Ramah, the Azmahani afilu bika b'kol ruchas, then it will work even in a bika on all sides. Meaning, the Rambam does not allow, forget about one big Tsuras HaPesach from one pole to the other pole in the corners. He doesn't even allow it in a pirza more than 10 amos if the wall is parutz meruba ala ome, if the wall has more breach than standing wall. Once it has, once there is omeid equal to parutz, it's not parutz meruba ala omeid. Okay, sorry. He's saying it has to be omeid meruba ala parutz. Once it's omeid meruba ala parutz, then we can allow the Tsuras HaPesach to enclose even a breach more than 10 amos, and even where? Even in a bika. No distinction between a bika and a chatzer, according to the Rambam Shita. And this, as we're going to see, causes great issues in our modern day Eruvin, if you want to be Someich on the Rambam. Let's first finish the Mishnah Brura, and then we will come to how this impacts us in our modern day Eruvin. Comes the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Nunches, Lepirza Yoiser Me'eser, according to the Rambam, it will not work unless there is Omeid more than Paret. But he says as follows, Aval Be'eser, what happens if it's exactly 10? Then Mo'il Afilu Paret Baruba Omeid. He says here, very important, what happens if you have more breach than what? More breach than Omeid on that border, on that wall. Then, when do we say the Tsuras HaPesach won't work? Only if the breach is greater than 10 amos. If the breach is 10 amos or less, even if the whole wall has more actual parutz than omeid, that's not going to be a problem. Why? Because once it's a 10 amos breach, according to the Rambam, 10 amos or less, the Tsuras HaPesach effectively encloses it. So that we couldn't care less about the fact that it was parutz meruba ala omeid, because the Tsuras HaPesach will be functional in that breach of 10 amos or less. That's what he says. Aval be'eser mo v'lafilu parutz meruba ala omeid. Tafilu lebika, and even in a bika. Tafilu kol ha'arba ruchos. And even if all four sides, you need al yedei Tsuras HaPesach, you need a Tsuras HaPesach to make it omeid meruba ala parutz. Or omeid kaparutz. Upamim mo'il afilu bepirza Yoiser Me'eser. So he says, there are times, though, that a pirza greater than 10 will work. Where? Kigon beruach shlishi shel mavui. If it's the third wall of a mavui, then mahani Tsuras HaPesach, then a Tsuras HaPesach will work. Vafilu ledofen kulo kishu mefulash. He says, the third wall of a mavui, of a alleyway between the chatzeros, there you will be able to allow a pirza greater than 10 amos on that third wall, even if the dofen is totally open, even if that third wall is totally open with no wall segments. Why? Kevon sh'shtei defanos shlemos, since you have two full walls on the side, the Simchat Tam of Dalat's about. So now he's coming up with a added kunz with respect to the Shitas HaRambam. And he's saying, even though the Rambam says that a pirza yoiser me'eser, if you have a breach more than 10 amos, will not work on a wall if the wall is not omeid meruba ala paritz. He says here, there is a scenario where we will allow it if you have two full walls opposite each other, then the third wall attaching the two walls can be made up of a Tzuras HaPesach on that third wall, which he says we'll deal with when we get to Shin Samech Dalet. This is very helpful in places like alleyways and things like that, for people who are machmir not to use general Eruvin. They will allow things like alleyways and in people's, between two houses. I used to have an alleyway between my house and some other, when I used to live in East Flatbush, there was an alleyway between my house and the next house. The driveways, right? You can go ahead there, according to the Rambam, and make Tzuras HaPesach that will allow carrying, and even according to the Rambam. You need two walls, two full walls, he says. We'll see when we get there in Shin Samech Dalet. Then he goes on, Sifkat on the test, Ella Imkein Omeid, the only time the Rambam allows for the Pirtza, again, besides this specific scenario of a Mavoi, the Rambam's klal is, if you don't have Omeid Meruba ala Paritz, you cannot allow for, you don't have more standing wall than breach on that wall, you cannot allow for a Tzuras HaPesach to satisfy and enclose a breach more than 10 amos. That's why he says, Elim Kein Omeid. And look what he says now. V'nachom lachosh ledivrei HaRambam. So comes the Mishnah Brura and he says, it is proper to be choshesh for the Rambam. Shegam das hasmag v'asmak hu kein. So this is a very scary, scary Mishnah Brura. He says, nachom lachosh. Even though Klal Yisrael has been noyeg, not like this, very frum people have been noyeg to use Eruvin. Because again, this is basically saying that if you have neighborhoods, that unless the neighborhoods are basically made up of more wall space, surrounded by more wall space than not, you can't have Eruvin. And how are most Eruvin made? Eruvin are made. You have these poles around the neighborhood, right? And then you put up kanas and you have, strings, and that basically sets up your whole Eruv. So basically, our Eruv in the downline, the Ramat Beit Shemesh Eruv, is a little bit in trouble, unless, there is the Bedatz Eruv versus the regular Eruv, which tries to satisfy as many of these, the Shitas HaRambam. You have to know, is your Eruv following Shitas HaRambam or not? Again, most people nowadays are somech on our Eruvin, but there are those that are machmir. Whether one should be machmir, and whether he should be machmir for his family, or whether he should be machmir and have other people carry for him, and put the burden on someone else, those are big shailas. But when Amir Tashem, you have families. Right now, you want to be machmir for yourself, you still should ask a shaila. Whether you want to be that from at this stage of the game, although it sounds like, it's a scary Mishnah Brura. Nachain, he says, Lachosh, the Divrei HaRambam. Shagam das hasmag, the asmak came. Yud Aleph, let's just get a little start on Yud Aleph. Mahu Tzuras HaPesach. What is the basics of a Tzuras HaPesach? Kana mikan. You have one pole on one side, a pole on the other side, the kana al gabeyan, and a pole on top of it. Afilu eina nogeya behen, even if the one on top is not actually touching the top of the poles below, elashayesh b'neim kam amos, even if it has a number of amos in between. Meaning you just have to have the kane on top, or as we'll see, the rope or string on top, directly above the poles below on the side. The poles below are what are known as lechayim, lechis. You guys ever heard of those terms, lechis, lechayim? As long as the upper string or lintel on top is directly above the pole, that will satisfy it. However, these lechayim, these side posts, these poles on the side, that are mikan and mikan on each side, have to at least be asara tfachim high. They have to be at least 10 tfachim high. And they have to be directly below the kana above. Below the kana above. What do people who do Eruvin do today? They take these laser, the ones that are real Spitz Erev makers. They go to the Kana and they shoot up a laser to see that the string is directly above the pole, or you get what's called a plumb line, or another name for it, to see that it's directly above the pole. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. We will see the Mishnah Brura is on this tomorrow. Tomorrow, Adkan. Hello, Yisrael.